Ever since Maine Senator Edmund Muskie authored the nation's Clean Water Act more than 30 years ago, there's been a contentious political battle to get the Androscoggin River to meet the minimum standards of the act itself. The Androscoggin, after all, was Muskie's inspiration. The latest skirmish in this long-running battle centers around so-called side agreements designed to meet a 10-year cleanup goal. The agreements were negotiated between the Department of Environmental Protection and two mills, International Paper in Jay and the Rumford Paper Company, also known as Newpage.
We were completely shocked by these side agreements. They went behind everybody's back and negotiated in secret agreements with both Rumford Paper Company and IP, and didn't allow anyone to comment on it.
Nick Bennett is a staff scientist with the Natural Resources Council of Maine. He says it's true that the law allows the DEP to negotiate agreements with polluters in order to provide further protections for indigenous fish. They're even enforceable as department orders. But there's a catch.
Those laws say that DEP has to go through a public comment period for department orders. They can't sign a department order and not go through this process. They simply have no legal authority to do that. And that's why we're appealing this.
When the side agreements with the mills were signed in September, Bennett says the department violated Commissioner Don Gallagher's own pledge that the Androscoggin's cleanup would be an open, transparent process. Aside from that, critics are also questioning why the DEP negotiated the agreements with IP over private emails and with Newpage at the mill's own facilities on its own computers. Naomi Shalit is the executive director of Maine Rivers.
The issue is, are they supposed to conduct the public's business in the public realm? And when you go outside of your offices as the regulator of polluters and you conduct the public's business on the polluters' computers, that looks to me very much like an attempt to keep those documents out of the public domain.
In other words, says Shalit, there is virtually no paper trail. That's what she and others learned when they requested supporting documents for the side agreements under the state's Freedom of Access Act, or FOA. DEP's Andy Fisk, director of the Bureau of Land and Water Quality, says Newpage was granted its request to keep side agreement documents on its own computers, even though as a private company, Newpage is not subject to FOA.
And we agreed to that because we felt it to be a reasonable request, and we knew that the outcome of the agreement would not differ from the letter Newpage submitted to the Natural Resources Committee and the testimony that the department provided on numerous occasions, which was commented and rebutted and argued and supported in front of the Natural Resources Committee.
Fisk contends that the entire debate over cleaning up the Androscoggin has been well scrutinized by the environmental community and by the legislature. Representative Ted Kaufman, co-chair of the Natural Resources Committee, agrees. He says the committee directed the DEP and the mills to work on side agreements together.
We instructed them very specifically and actually publicly as to what each element of that agreement had to be. The language could be developed and typed on a computer at Newpage or IP or DEP or at my house. It really doesn't matter to me where the language was literally typed onto a computer. And as far as we know, no one has contacted me or the Senate Chair of Natural Resources to suggest that there's anything out of order with that legally binding covenant.
But there is something out of order, according to Florida Power and Light, a dam owner on the Androscoggin River and one of the parties responsible for cleaning it up. FPL attorney Jack Montgomery says the company left the legislature in June, thinking it would have to pump a certain amount of oxygen into the river to make it cleaner, only to find out in the side agreement some months later that the amount had been changed.
The DEP side agreement with a mill materially changes the official permit terms regarding those oxygenation requirements. That change was never put out to public comment, and it is not found in any correspondence that FPL has seen between the mill and the legislature last spring.
Fisk says there was no major departure from the original agreement, and he stands by the process and the record.
We have nothing to be ashamed of in how this was created at all. It is unprecedented how much public involvement there has been, you know, and I can show it to you point by point. So there's no secret deals. There's no skulking around at all. This is a good story.
If you're confident about the public involvement, what about the Attorney General's office. Why wasn't the Attorney General's office consulted before you signed the contracts with the mills?
We create many agreements here that the AG's office is not involved in. I mean, so they were aware of them, and no, they didn't create them, and no, they didn't participate in them, but they were not surprised.
But Assistant Attorney General Jeff Padeau sees it differently.
I can say that ordinarily we would expect to have some involvement in the department's working out contractual agreements of this order. And so there was some element of surprise here when these agreements were shown to us after they'd been executed.
Padeau describes the side agreements on the Androscoggin River as unprecedented. How they were arrived at and why there is a lack of a paper trail within the department are questions Padeau says have yet to be answered by his office. Environmental groups and FPL, meanwhile, are weighing their own responses and looking to the Board of Environmental Protection for further guidance. The board has the final decision on the agreements. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.